Well, hello people, this is just a quick video. Now aren't you guys out there getting really tired of the double standards that's getting worse and worse every day? Men are shown in movies and in the media as bad, dumb, and usually drunk. And of course as sexual pervert as well. Where women actually are portrayed as strong, kind, nice, and also independent, of course. But I haven't really met one of those yet. Not in real life, anyway. Have you? And this sort of standard in our societies in the Western world and the European world. And it's a well-known fact that if a femon does exactly the same thing a man does and gets charged for it, she will get 50% less of time in jail, if she goes to jail at all. And the reason why it really annoys me, and it's annoyed me more right now, is because a femon has been found out to be having sex with a young boy. Underage, of course. But she says she's not a rapist. That's the double standards again, you see. It's like a man pulls a gun and shoots somebody dead. That's murder. A femon pulls a gun and shoots somebody dead. That's self-defense. And yet the femons are still moaning that they're the victims and they're oppressed. It's all a lie, and I don't know why most people just don't see it. A man is not allowed to hit a femon, but a femon can hit a man. Hell, the man's not even supposed to defend himself against a femon. And of course, as we all know from experience and what we've seen, a man goes into divorce court, he's already lost. There seems to be two things that are very important to femons. That is themselves and money. Oh yes, I know some of their faces can be angel-like when they smile, but that's the trick, you see. All femons have the same nature, just at different degrees, that's all. So for those men who are still single, protect yourself and watch your back. And for those men who are already married, it's too late. In my lifetime, femons have been far more greater liars and deceivers than any men I've ever met. Femons are experts at misinformation and twisting things around. If your femon gets caught cheating on you, she will twist it around to make her the victim, and it be your fault, probably. The fault for her cheating will never be her. When, of course, in reality, she knew exactly what she was doing. She didn't expect to get caught, that's all. Just like this femon who groomed that underage boy and had sex with him on numerous occasions. She's not a rapist. I hope you guys out there understand what I'm trying to say. Because it's not just uncomfortable out there for men. It's downright dangerous. It used to be years ago men saw somebody's girlfriend acting, well, not very good. But he never told him. It was kind of an unwritten code. Well, nowadays, guys, you tell him. You be the eyes and ears of each other. Men have to stand by each other and protect each other. And for God's sake, don't believe anything that a femon tells you. Because 95% of it is just bullshit.
Oh, I know. He's going to die an old bitter man. Alone.
Oh, I'm going to die all right. We all die. And most of us are alone at the time. But I'm going to die awake and aware. And MGTOW. Take it easy, fellas.